When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. My name is Tatum Tamia. I am the CEO of Anchored Media and the host of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. In this video, we are continuing on with our Secrets to Success series. And today's secret is decisiveness. So y'all know we see on the internet all the time where a man asks a woman, what you want to eat? Oh, I don't know. What do you want to eat? Well, it's whatever you want to eat. I don't know. I think I want this. And it's just a whole hour long of what are we eating? Don't nobody know. Our stomachs are in our backs at this point. Don't be like that when it comes to your business or anything. Be decisive. You have to know what you're doing, why you're doing it, and decide to do it. And I believe that a lack of self-confidence, a lack of trust in God and yourself is what leads a lot of people to be indecisive. But in order for you to really know how something is going to work out, you have to just do it. And I don't know why so many people are afraid to fail. Like, we have to just make a decision. And if it's the wrong one, then that's okay, right? It's okay if the decision that you made was wrong. But the great thing about making decisions and knowing why you made the decision is you're able to get a more informed lesson. For example, when we started building Anchor Media in 2019 is when we became really intentional about just building out this company and being established and known as podcast experts. So I did all the things I knew to do. So I created the sales funnel. We had like a free class. Then that led to a masterclass, which led to a course. And then of course we have like our podcast events. And so I created that because I wanted to provide something for people at different price points. So I knew why I made the decision, but it ended up not being the best decision because the result was that customers were confused on which one to opt into. So they're like, do I need the course? Should I go to the retreat? Do I need the masterclass? And then with that, they may just choose the cheaper option. And that negatively impacts our results because what they actually needed was the retreat. But because they didn't know, they chose the cheapest one, which missed an opportunity for us to serve them in the way that they needed to be served. And so what we decided to do is scale back on the offering. So now we're still gonna offer some free stuff because free is always good to just build up that rapport and give people that information and things like that and to get them on the appropriate buyer's journey that they need to be on. But we scale back on our paid offerings because I wanted it to be very clear. If you're launching a show, you go here. If you are growing a show, you go there. If you're trying to hand over your show because you want it to grow and you want to make money, but you don't want to put the time to make that happen, then you go there. And so this just gives everybody a clear path to the best service that's going to benefit them. And that gets them the results that they want to see with their shows. And that gives us the results that we need to continue to serve more people. And it also gives us the finances that we need because we're able to price things appropriately. So that increased our bottom line. We needed a lot less sales to make our goals. And again, it allows us to be a lot more effective. So that's an example of a decision that didn't work out in the moment, but it gave us specific intel on how to adjust and to be able to see success moving forward.
This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important, and in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price. This episode is brought to you by Indeed. One of the most frustrating aspects of hiring is finding the right person. It takes a long time, and you really want to find the right person quickly so that you can start making the progress that you want to make on your business. If you're in a similar boat and you realize that your business needs to hire somebody yesterday and you want to know how you can find amazing candidates fast, easy, just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. When I was hiring, the process was slow and overwhelming. I wish I had Indeed. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need.
Another example is when I started doing Blessed and Bossed Up and switched the podcast over to this new messaging, I wanted to have a community because I couldn't find like my people, right? I found my business folks, but they didn't understand my faith. I found my faith folks, but they didn't understand my business drive. And so I wanted to create a community where people are able to grow in both their faith and their business. And so I just decided to do it and figured it out. So we started off on Facebook. I think I was processing payments through like something else. It was real janky at first, but I just decided to do it and I went with what I had and figured out how to make it better along the way. So I did it and then I realized, I like this. This is a great community, but it's not sustainable. I want to get the price down because I think it was like $40 a month at the time. Like, I want to get the price down, but I can't get the price down with how much time that I have to put into it. I want to serve more people, but I can't in this capacity. So we switched over to another platform and then I brought Kavaya on as a co-host. So now my responsibilities were cut in half. We were able to lower the price because now we can accommodate more people. We were able to just do a lot more at a lower cost and it worked. Then we've upgraded again now where we have 4 hosts. We offer something every single week, so much more value, less work for me, and so much more money being made and so many more lives being changed. And so again, I just had to make a decision to start and then improve upon it by experience and by the lessons that I was getting along the way. So if you're that type of person where it's like, okay, I want to be more decisive. I'm tired of getting stuck in my head and going back and forth to where I don't make any actions. So here are a couple tips on how you can be a little bit more decisive. The first one is, when making a decision, consider all options, all of them. If, then, and think about all of those different scenarios. If I do this, then that'll happen. If I do that, then that'll happen. Think about all the risks associated. For me, even aside from business, my usual marker is, can I deal with the worst case scenario? If I can, I'm more likely to do it. If I absolutely cannot, I'm not doing it. Even, I don't care how unlikely it is for that to happen, I'm not doing it, because I can't go into this knowing that this is a possibility and be okay with this. So just consider all of the different options. Also, give yourself time to think before making any decisions. Don't let anybody rush you into anything. Give yourself the time to think things through. There are so many people thinking for us in this digital age. There are so many avenues for everybody's thoughts and opinions and perspectives to be shared that you don't even have time, unless you create it, to formulate a thought of your own. So even in general, aside from being decisive, I believe that every person should take time to think. My habit is, whenever I'm pulling up somewhere or driving off, if I have time, I just sit and think. Sometimes I just drive wherever I'm going in silence so that I can think. When I'm in my office, I sit and I just gather my thoughts. Check in with myself, formulate my own opinions, not asking anybody. And that's something that you can do as well, as seek wise counsel to protect your decision making. If somebody ain't never started a business before, why are you asking them about should you start your business? If someone has never bought a home before and don't see that as a reality where y'all come from, why are you talking to them about that? That's just unproductive. And what it is you're opening up the door for them to plant seeds to further feed the doubt or the lack of trust in God or yourself that you have. So seek wise counsel. The Bible says that iron sharpens iron. So go to folks with some iron. Just think about your goals and your values. So just understanding where you're at, where you're trying to go, and is this going to push me towards my goals while maintaining my values? Is this going to push me away from it? Just, again, just thinking it through. And if you want to bounce some ideas off of someone, that's a great thing to do. Just make sure that it's iron sharpening iron and that it's wise counsel. There are certain people even now that I can go to about certain things, and they will give me sound decisions. I remember, even with this new business that I'm starting with Anchored Media Studios, I was able to call someone I know who's been in this space for like 12 years. And so we met up for lunch, and I'm like, hey, how do I need to go about this? This is what I'm doing. I know my vision and my goals for this new business, but what do you think? What are some lessons that you've learned by doing this for so many years? Any advice you could give me, point me in the right direction? So I was able to get so much more to think about that I wasn't thinking about before, because I simply didn't know, by going and speaking to someone who was wise in that area. So the same thing for you. Again, make sure you have that wise counsel. So that's it for this video. Make sure that you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when we post another video.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus, on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.